WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN radio.
Well, we've got a whole bunch of people here in the WNRN studios, and the group is called The Hill and Wood, and they'll be playing tonight at IsVenue. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning. So I have to say that I got to see you at the Gravity Lounge. I guess it was the day after you all had won the Battle of the Bands. It was kind of a fun night to see you all, but I bet you it was even more fun at the Battle of the Bands. Tell us a little bit about that particular event.
Yeah, that was a really fun experience that we didn't expect to be in, actually. The programs, sort of the UPC at UVA, the University Programs Council, realized that we hadn't joined Battle of the Bands or signed up, and so they emailed us and said, you know, we think you should play, and so we took the invitation and signed up and told our friends, and it was all sort of accidental, and a lot of people ended up showing up, and supposedly we played well enough to win it. And yeah, I don't know. It was just a really fun night, and to follow up with a show at Gravity to sort of celebrate that. A lot of people showed up as well, so
it was pretty excited crowd to have you there. And it was kind of nice for me because I didn't know about you, didn't know about the Battle of the Bands, and I'd come to see the other band because they had just been in studio with me, and I liked the music, so I wanted to see the full band effect, actually. And I got to see you all, and I became an instant fan. It was a great show. So we have Sam, Chris, Jonathan, and Bernard here in the WNRN studios. This is called The Hill and the Wood, and I was one of many people who chose you as a group to watch in Charlottesville, which was kind of fun. I'd never been asked to do that before, so then I was thinking, well, you know, kind of like we all voted again for you to be a winner of the Battle of the Band, so to speak, as music critics. So tell us a little bit about how you all came together as a group. So we got Chris here talking now.
Yeah, well, it was kind of incremental. Sam and I met maybe 2 years ago. We actually met playing music at a church, Episcopal church downtown, and kind of were both playing and then showing each other other things we were doing, writing separately. And so maybe last October, a year and a half ago, we said, why don't we start collaborating, see what we can come up with together. At that point, Sam wrote about 20 songs, and I came up with nothing, so Sam became the songwriter for the group. That summer, so a year ago, really, I mean, today is a year for my first show. That summer, we called Bernard, and I'd heard about this guy who had a interesting drum set.
Made of buckets.
Yeah. I guess this is radio, so y'all can't see it.
Yeah, but, he is playing buckets today.
Yeah, Bernard's got buckets, duct tape, a 32-gallon trash can for the kick drum, and PVC piping wrapped around. So we called this guy, and he had the whole drum set fit into the trash can, and he joined us at the garage, which is actually an art space off of First Street, and that's where our practice space was.
Right near Lee Park.
Right, yeah. So we started playing then, had four people playing, kind of just trying to figure out what to do with these songs, and we're trying to like figure out what writing is and how to play more, and just wanting to do it, and kind of incrementally finding other opportunities. And then I guess in March we were looking for another bass player after the Battle of the Bands, and so spread the word out, and kind of got one guy that was really good. He wasn't interested. One guy that didn't, you know, other people that didn't know as much about bass, and trying to just figure out a middle ground, and got our last option was was Jonathan.
Still a good option.
I phrased that very poorly. Our last attempt, the last name we had was Jonathan, and turns out that we had a lot of friends in common and a lot of music in common, so.
We've got The Hill and Wood here in the WNRN studios. How about if you play us a song?
Sure.
What's this called, Sam?
One Afternoon in Chicago.
possibly true. Skyscrapers creeping over each other's shoulders to get a glimpse of love.
WNRN, The Hill and Wood in the WNRN studio, is playing live this morning, and they'll be playing again live tonight at IZ Venue. And we have to say that you're all playing guitars and acoustic instruments this morning, and when I've seen you both times, you have been also have a keyboard and other instruments that you play as well. Sam, are you the keyboard player, or is it Chris?
Yeah, I play keys about half the time, probably. This is a sort of a fun adaptation. We practiced in my house yesterday morning in this sort of setup because we are sort of more of a rock band, and it's really fun to play acoustic. And we actually played a house party at Bernard's last Friday. So we've been playing acoustic quite a bit this week, and it's been really fun.
And Chris, you also play other instruments besides the guitar, right?
Well, I play a trumpet on one song, which I'd love to play more, but it's the trumpet that I had from 4th to 8th grade, and I found a year ago, so I'm still kind of getting my chops back. But I play trumpet, and then when Sam plays guitar on one song, I play piano for that. That's it, right?
Do you have any mandolin or anything like that in there? I don't know. I don't remember.
No, we're hoping for some. Maybe when we can record, or it's always been a dream, sort of finding another member to just sort of fill in the gaps. But the sound's full enough where I think we can stand on our own. But yeah, we welcome mandolin.
So Sam, with the songwriting, Chris said nice things about you in terms of, you know, I don't say magically, but I'm going to insert that word, coming up with 20 songs. Were you already writing some of these songs, or was, you know, in some senses, your collaboration with Chris was an inspiration for you to step out and do more songwriting?
Yeah, I think the partnership was really encouraging. It's so funny, this whole thing, the Hill and Wood, has happened completely accidentally. I think all four of us sort of have the mindset of, well, I guess I play in a band. I started writing songs probably a year and a half ago. Probably wrote 3 songs before meeting Chris, and then it really just sort of took off, and here we are, and it's been really fun.
Well, good.
To keep doing it, yeah.
The Hill and Wood in the WNRN studios this morning. Another song for us? What are you going to play?
Sure, yeah. This one is an interesting adaptation because it is a keyboard song, and we usually have a trumpet and of course, electric bass and a drum set that most would be probably a little more used to. But this one's called Oh Dear Mrs. Madison, and we're just going to give it a shot.
Mrs. Madison, the nerve they have these days, standing up to disagree, saying what they wanna say. One who's been around success, you think they'd want to learn from the best. Oh dear Mrs. Madison, won't I see and cry straight? Hey. Oh surely you're young before it is too late. Madison, what you fighting for? It's taking up an argument that soon start a war. I know it's good to stand for what's right, but is that where you are? Sure enough to start a fight, you're trying very hard, but the only song you have to sing is about how no one knows anything. dear Mrs. Madison, you're not seeing quite straight. Oh, Shirley, you're young before it is too late. We can't always get what we want, but we don't always want what we need.
WNRN, The Hill and Wood in the WNRN studios. They're playing tonight at IZ Venue. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more music and conversation in just a minute. Hill and Wood will also be at IZ, along with Chick Tragic and the Roosters, and Jesse Harper's just been added to the event as well. We're going to have a pair of tickets to that show tonight, this hour. The Hill and Wood in WNRN studios this morning. That's Sam, Chris, Bernard, and Jonathan playing tonight at IZ Venue. Well, tell us a little bit about some future plans here. I would imagine, I know I've been one of the people saying, when is your recording going to be out? So are you guys in the studio?
Good question. In terms of future plans, we're not sure.
Are you recording right now? Have you made any recordings?
We've made just actually some live recordings. We've gotten some great offers from friends to record us in their studio, and we're trying to we're trying to get all of us in the studio together, I think we'll both get in the studio, and we also just want to record sort of live, just get, you know, 7 or 8 of our of demos recorded just together sort of live. But yeah, it's been hard. It's hard getting 4 people with different schedules sort of to meet together to work on an album, because it really takes a lot of time. We want to do it well.
Well, do you want? I mean, you know, potentially you could ask IZ Venue tonight to review what you've done.
To record what we've
yeah.
Well, that's the kind of recordings that we have, and those are, I mean, generally they're a pretty good quality. I feel like we could do something with those already, because we just line out from the boards. We have a lot of live shows, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to navigate between the recordings, which are like a lot of recording styles is one after another. Like bass goes in and records his part, guitar goes in and records his part, and that we've tried that once or twice, and that could be the way to go. But it's hard to like capture the heart of the song with that, and so the live recordings is on the other side of that, where you get the heart of the song, but it's a little sloppier, and so we're trying to figure out a way to do either of those well. But I think that's a summer goal of ours, to get some kind of recordings that we can give out.
Well, you guys, besides tonight, you're going to have some other gigs this summer where people can check you out. I mean, some people may be in their cars literally driving to the beach right now, and they may go, well, this is sounding so good, but I can't make it tonight, but I want to see them later. So you got some other gigs lined up?
We're keeping our summer, at least the end of our summer, open for recording. So
okay.
We're playing a music festival this Saturday in Montebello, called Azerat Music Festival. But other than that, and other than the show tonight at IZ, our schedule's pretty open. So we hope to use our absence from the stage wisely, and to really devote this time to laying some tracks down.
So if someone just happened to want to book you for a party, how would they get in touch with you?
Thehillinwood.com. It's our website. We don't have a MySpace either. We're sort of a lo-fi band, but that's our site.
Okay. Well, you'll have recordings of this session to put up there and videos as well. So
shows are listed there too.
Okay. All right. So. Well, let's have one more from The Hillinwood. What's the name of this one?
This one's called The Disciple. It's much better geared for acoustic purposes.
Okay.
So we saved it for last.
Excellent.
I was born in a room. It did not hold me very long. I was taught how to sing. It did not give me my song. I was held by a girl to whom I belong. I was found on the ground very young. I was very young. I was told my religion, it did not feel very right. I learned my lesson, but then I lost my sight. So I forgot all the words I was told to memorize. Put my heart back in place and with it my eyes. And I
understand. Now he I understand.
WNRN, The Hill and Wood, live in the WNRN studios, playing tonight with all of their instruments and a bit electrified as well, along with Chick Tragic and the Roosters. Also, Jesse Harper will be there as well. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in this morning, and good luck on all that you're doing. I hope you have that time to get the recordings just right, and I hope you come back and see me when we have that CD release party.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for having us.
Oh, you're welcome.